America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. We got a football game tonight, and Justin Fields is going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback. And a lot of good players are going to participate for the Steelers. You're not going to see Cam Hayward. You're not going to see Alex Highsmith or T.J. Watt or Patrick Queen or Isaac Seumalo or Russell Wilson or Minkah Fitzpatrick. Everyone else is going to play, though. So you're going to see a lot of Steelers starters, and you might see them for about a quarter. And you're going to see Houston starters. And that's a nice test. We liked last year that the Steelers played the Bills. And I do think that you can learn something from these games. And we'll get into that over the course of the show. But we're going to start where we've been starting, and that's with Brandon Ayuk and the very latest on him. This from Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Sources. Are you allowed to type sources without it being in all caps? I don't think so.
No.
Has to be
Doesn't
all
hit.
Caps.
Doesn't hit.
No. Sources! The Steelers are waiting to hear from the 49ers if a deal for Brandon Ayuk is going to happen. Several factors could be involved, and one of them is the 49ers would like a wide receiver to replace Brandon Ayuk, but the Steelers are not using any of their players as part of the trade. Is that anything new? Is that anything we didn't already know?
No, that's nothing new.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions at Dulac or anything like that, but that's kind of been where we have been, that Omar Khan and John Lynch are in the midst of a staring contest here, and neither one of these guys wants to blink. And if you're Omar Khan, you know that Brandon Ayuk only wants to come here. And if you are John Lynch, you know in your heart of hearts that Brandon Ayuk only wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And so you're just waiting each other out.
Mm-hmm.
I said this yesterday, I asked this yesterday. If a Brandon Ayuk deal does come to be, and we think that it will, do you put it more on Tomlin or do you give the credit more to Omar Khan? And I think there are reasonable people who can argue for either side here. And we kind of did yesterday. Both guys deserve credit. Ayuk wants to be here because of Tomlin, but man, Omar Khan, we've criticized him for not having a plan to replace Deontay Johnson. If you land Brandon Ayuk, that is a plan coming to fruition. And if and when they do get Brandon Ayuk, I think we're all going to go, wow, that's all they had to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both guys, but right now, Omar Khan doing a hell of a job just waiting out the San Francisco 49ers.
Right. I mean, but that is also a fine line too, because I feel like, and we said this yesterday very early into the show, that I think that there's going to be other teams that emerge that could be just as sexy as the Steelers. So, I mean, it's not as much as, hey, I could be as patient as long as possible and wait it out till the last minute. It is going to be a fine line. I think so. I think that there's going to be teams that emerge that Brandon Ayuk could be like, huh, I'd go there and probably be willing to give what the 49ers want. So Omar Khan's in a situation where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to wait, but I also have to pull the trigger at some point. You don't think it's going to be something that's going to blow us out of the water of the give from
right.
the Steelers, right? But they want a receiver. So in my mind, I've been trying to manufacture, like, how could you make this happen and it would suffice what the 49ers want? Like, I don't think that they want Calvin Austin. I don't think they look at him as that receiver trade piece.
Right.
So you're going to have to get creative. So you're going to have to attach something to draft picks or a draft pick. I just don't know what that could be. I do believe, though, that they want a receiver back, but I do believe that they are okay with another position player that is a starter.
I agree with that. I think when you look at what Cleveland has to offer in Amari Cooper, it could just be specific to them.
Yeah.
That's the player Cleveland's willing to part with, and that does fill then backfill the position of need, and there's probably not a lot, if any, drop off there apart from just not knowing the offense or having a camaraderie with the quarterback. When you think about New England, it's Justin Bourne, right?
Kendrick.
Mother freaking crap. Didn't I do that the other day too?
Yeah, Jason Bourne, I think you're thinking of.
Why?
Matt Damon. Matt Damon? No, not Matt Damon.
See, now you're doing it.
Is it Matt
Wrong
Damon?
Again.
Jason Bourne.
That's the new drop whenever I'm an idiot, by the way, is Zeiss just...
Wrong again.
Yeah, chastising me for being wrong again. It hits a little bit better, I think, than the zap. And Bourne is a player that's not great, but has a track record of success in the NFL. Do the Steelers have one of those on their roster? The best argument would be Van Jefferson, but I think I'd rather have Kendrick Bourne than Van Jefferson. Not that it's really coming down to that anymore. And if you're the Steelers, you want Van Jefferson to be your three.
Yes.
You want to go into this season losing nothing and adding Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the 49ers, you are a Super Bowl favorite, and it looks bad when right before the season, you only subtract from the current roster and your only addition is draft picks. So I understand why they're not blinking. I understand why the Steelers aren't blinking. And I don't think the Steelers are going to wind up giving up a position player. I don't, because I don't think that they have to get it done. Because the one guy who has all the say, Brandon Ayuk, ain't going to go anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
I don't think. Now, you say there could be mystery teams. There could be teams that slide in at the end. There could be. I think I'd be surprised at this point, though, because I think we'd have read about that. I think there'd be reporting on that. I think at the very least, there'd be leakage from a San Francisco standpoint on that to kind of try to light the fire under Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Omar is perfectly content on waiting,
mm-hmm.
and telling himself, maybe lying to himself, if we don't have Brandon Ayuk, we're going to run the ball and play defense. And if you don't want to trade him, fine, don't trade him. Here's a second round pick. Here's a third round pick. Your move, and we're just waiting. And one of the reasons I think that is because a quote that came out from Kyle Shanahan yesterday, this from KNBR, the flagship station of the 49ers out there in San Francisco. This is Kyle Shanahan, quote, "If it doesn't work out, you always try as hard as possible to get fair value, whether it's fair value for the future, fair value for now. You're always hoping for both. Brandon Ayuk's got to agree to that too. We're looking at every possibility."
Hmm. That's interesting that you bring up that quote, because I was just about to ask you a question if you would do something. And fair value for the future, fair value for right now, you hope to have both. So entertain me here, and would you entertain this? A second round pick in Roman Wilson, because position that you want, receiver, he's a rookie, you're basically getting a third round pick from this year's draft, and you would have a second round pick. Would you do that?
I thought about that too. If Brandon Ayuk wanted to go to Cleveland, if he wanted to go to New England, if Washington were involved in the sweepstakes, a team that we do know he wants to go to, and the only way you could best the offers is giving up Roman Wilson, then yeah, I would do it. I still don't think you need to add anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just sit and you wait until they bow down to you. And I think eventually they will.
Really?
Because the latest reporting now from Mike Silver, who's been all over this from out west, is that Kyle Shanahan is totally fed up with the situation and totally fed up with specifically Brandon Ayuk.
He's annoyed that Brandon Ayuk dabbed him up at practice. He doesn't want anything to do with the guy. And so your coach doesn't want anything to do with him. He doesn't want to go any place else, apart from Pittsburgh. I ain't offering Jack to push this thing over the finish line. I'm just hoping time pushes it over the finish line. Now, there is the other report out there, something that you said 2 days ago and something you brought up on the air yesterday, a third team. This from Diana Russini of The Athletic. The 49ers to this point haven't been satisfied with the Steelers' offers and would like a receiver in return for Ayuk as part of a trade, although they are open to players at other positions, league sources said, and it could be a third team that they're looking for to make this all work. So, to streamline it here, the Steelers give the Niners draft picks. The Niners use those draft picks to then go and acquire another wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Which also makes some sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you want to get it done.
Yeah. And it's just Omar Khan, man, not willing to budge.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't the first time we've seen this.
No.
Justin Fields wanted to be here early in the offseason, and Chicago had a higher ask. Like, that was reported a bunch, and Omar never gave in until Chicago got desperate. They knew they needed to move him. And then you wind up giving up, what, a six-round pick that turns into a fourth-round pick if he plays over 50% of the snaps. Omar's a patient man. And in this situation, I think if you are tiering the levels of leverage, I think you go Brandon Ayuk, Pittsburgh Steelers, significant gap, 49ers.
Really?
I do.
Man.
I think there's nothing that they can really do here. You can demand Pat Freiermuth, you can demand George Pickens, you can demand Calvin Austin, you can demand the 90th guy on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers don't have to do anything
because
you're not letting him play for you, and he ain't letting himself play for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. You could just fine him if you don't get something done.
You can, but it sounds like now it's become a situation that Kyle Shanahan just doesn't want to deal with anymore. Because I think you were resigned to the fact that you're not going to have the guy. So do you either not have him while having him and he's this huge distraction and it's something hanging over your head?
Or get something for him.
Or do you get something for him and you just wash your hands of him and you don't have to deal with it anymore? Because I still think the 49ers can win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
I agree.
And I think they think that too. But if it's going to be a pain in the ass, something that's getting asked of all these players all year long, I don't know that that holds them back from winning a Super Bowl, but I'm not sure that Kyle Shanahan agrees with me. He might think that this is something that's such a big pimple on the backside that you just need to get it done. That quote was so telling to me from Kyle Shanahan. Well, whether it's fair value for the future, fair value for now, you're always hoping for both. Because it sounds like, from everything else we're hearing, they don't want it to be about the future. They want it to be about the now. They want to get a player because they're trying to win the whole damn thing, and it's tough to justify to the fans, we're only going for the future. Well, now you've got the second probably principal decision maker here saying, well, whether it's something for the future. I think laying the groundwork to the fan base, that could be what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
Let's get into the three-team trade possibility coming up next, because it is something that you brought up before I heard anybody else bring it up. And I do think it begs an interesting question about the Steelers, too. You can tweet us. We'd love to hear from you. It's a Football Friday. We're going to get into this game on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And on the phone lines, the hotline. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sorry, I was buffering there. The brain just kind of...
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Stopped. Here's the latest from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network. The Niners are nosing around the league, looking for wide receivers to fit into a potential three-team deal. So Ayuk goes to Pittsburgh, draft picks go to the Niners, those draft picks go to another team, and the other team sends a wide receiver. And he would go on to say, I have no doubts in my mind that the 49ers have had those conversations. This is something you brought up yesterday, Doran. You were the first person I heard bring it up because you brought it up off the air, I think, the day before. And it does make a lot of sense. If you're the Steelers and you're not going to budge, and I'm guessing that the ask would be from San Francisco, Freiermuth, or Pickens, because I don't think they value any of the other wide receivers on the Steelers roster. Well, of course, Pittsburgh's going to balk at that, and those guys are untouchable, and you're not going to move them in any deal at this point. So it just makes a ton of sense. It could be Houston. They've got a million wide receivers. I saw Donnie bring that up. You brought up Davante Adams. That would make a lot of sense. And so I was thinking, why don't the Steelers just take their draft picks and go and find one of these wide receivers that's not Brandon Ayuk and make that deal?
Right.
But then I looked into Davante Adams, and the next 2 years after this one, his cap hits $44 million, so I don't think he makes a ton of sense. But if there are other wide receivers available, maybe the Steelers could light a fire under San Francisco and say, hey, maybe we'll just go trade for that guy.
Right. I mean, it all depends on like what the Steelers are willing to pay and what the 49ers are willing to pay for a receiver. Like, just because they weren't going to pay Ayuk doesn't mean that they won't pay a wide receiver that they think is more significant.
Or one that's a little less significant that would cost a little less money.
Or a little less. Because at first I saw the Davante Adams thing, and I looked at his contract and it said like $28 million this year. And I was like, that's right around the range that they wanted to be in with Ayuk. I'm like, that would make a lot of sense. But I guess $44 million the following year wouldn't make sense, but it might for them. I mean, I don't know what their situation is financially.
I think it's bad. I think because you still need to pay Purdy and pay Trent Williams,
right?
Yeah. I think they can do an Ayuk deal, just less, obviously, than what Ayuk wants, and that's why we're in this position. Davante Adams, you'd have to... I don't even know cap-wise what you'd have to do to make something like that happen.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that there's not other good available options. Like, Donnie threw out Tank Dell yesterday. I wouldn't love to do that if I'm Houston, but you can afford, if you're them, to lose a wide receiver, get a second and third round pick potentially, or a second or a third, whatever, and you still got a lot of great weapons for Stroud to throw the football to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they want to take away any of his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'd be interested. I think they know where they're at right now. And they want to surround him with as many weapons as possible. I don't know if they'd even be willing to, like, because you're not going to trade a first round pick for
Tank Dell. No.
Right? And I don't think they would think a mid round pick would be worth sending away one of CJ Stroud's main options.
Right.
Main-ish options.
And I don't think that there's going to be a first round pick involved in this anyhow. So you're right. Are you going to part with Tank Dell or a player of that ilk for a third round pick? That'd be tough to justify going into year two of what y'all think could be pretty special down there in Houston. Here's a tweet from ARS. You seem to forget when teams battle and have injuries during camp, they become more aggressive. Yeah, that's probably what the 49ers would say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's not more teams than you interested right now, Steelers, that
we said this yesterday.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk's willing to go to, but you know that list can get longer if someone were to get injured. But here's the thing on that: you can either add $14 million to your cap this year, which is what Ayuk cost this season, or you can't. That's a significant addition that you have to be able to be willing to take on and be cap compliant with. So
we could always restructure, like, guys.
Yeah, there's always goofy stuff bonuses that happens.
Like, yeah, like you can figure out ways if you really need a guy and if you want that guy to have the production of the Ayuk. Like, I don't know. I could see a third team coming in, but I don't think that the I'm really stuck on what the 49ers want from the Steelers. Like, I could see a 13 coming in, and you could kind of do the whole merry-go-round, whatever, of, all right, draft picks, package that, send it, get your receiver back, send Ayuk to the Steelers. But I think that they would settle on a player that is a starter. But the Steelers would be comfortable with parting ways with that starter, like a James Daniel.
Right.
Like a...
I mean, that's really it for me. Dan Moore Jr., if they'd be willing.
Yep.
But that's pretty much it.
Yep.
And that's a far cry from where we've been when we've discussed the Steelers' offensive line. Oh, hey, a position with depth? Oh, it's the offensive line? Oh, okay. I guess I would be willing to do that. Again, I just think Omar's just going to say, draft picks, and we'll talk to you soon. Just let us. Here's our offer. Here's our best offer. We'll just wait. We're just going to wait you out. One thing I do think has become abundantly clear through the Steelers and now the 49ers is this Steelers receiving core sucks. It's not valued. It's George Pickens, right? And they were willing to take on Kendrick Bourne, but they're not going to be willing to look at the Steelers wide receiver roster and say any of those guys are worthwhile.
Right.
I think that is a clear indication of just how not great the Steelers wide receiver core is, as if we needed any other reason to believe that.
Or they have, and the Steelers just don't want to give up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Because the guy with the most value is Roman Wilson, like you said before.
Or Calvin Austin, if you want to use him in the slot and you'd love his speed. Like, I don't know. He hasn't proven anything.
I think the Steelers, again, they're probably just saying, we're not taking anybody off this roster. But if the ask was Calvin Austin and a second, I think it probably would be done by now.
Right.
Because he's Calvin Austin, for God's sakes. I'm guessing they just don't value him and don't want him. Don't want a guy like Calvin Austin.
Right.
Just an educated guess. 412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in on all of the Brandon Ayuk stuff in the latest reporting on that. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We're going to dive in head first, baby, like in the Olympics, to the Steelers preseason opener at about 7 o'clock. And 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage, presented by Smail Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Up next, there is more wide receiver drama going on in the NFL, and it's pretty funny. We'll get into that. And something else Dulac reported. Well, that was also funny and made me chuckle. We'll get to all this. Yes, it is the Fan Morning Show, and yes, no music. That means Callis is on the toilet. But me and Doran are still here. There is more wide receiver drama going on in the NFL than just what's happening in San Francisco with Brandon Ayuk. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones never met a microphone he didn't like, and he was talking yesterday at, before, after Cowboys practice. He said, on the contract talks with CeeDee Lamb, quote, I don't have any urgency to get it done, end quote. And then CeeDee Lamb quote tweeted it and just put LOL.
I saw that.
Jerry Jones done screwed this whole thing up, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Way bad.
Couple times.
Hadn't paid Dak.
Right.
Hadn't paid CeeDee. Micah Parsons. Won all three to be around. None of it's done. Dak cannot be franchised, from what I understand. So he might just walk out the door. They've got no replacement option in tow for him, right? Unless they believe Trey Lance is that guy. Okay. Have fun with that. Good luck with that. What a disaster.
I mean, what are they going to do with CeeDee Lamb if he's not in a rush? They need him. They absolutely need him.
They need him.
And I feel like he's a guy that's like, yeah, I'm not showing up. Like, I don't care. Like, I am not coming. I am not having to hold in. I am not coming around until I get a contract. if Jerry's going to play, you know, strong arm, like he's their weapon.
Their big weapon.
Yeah.
And while some might say Brandon Ayuk, not a top 10 receiver in the NFL, you can't say that about CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
CeeDee Lamb's on the short list for maybe pound for pound, regardless of position, one of the best players in the league, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
12 touchdowns this year, 135 catches for darn near 1,800 yards.
That's balling.
That is absolutely balling.
That's
darn.
Antonio Brown stuff.
Yes, it is. And his second year in the league, I mean, shoot, his whole career, man. As a rookie, 935 yards. Second year, 1,100 yards. Third year, he just keeps getting better. Nearly 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns. And then last year, he has his career season, 135 receptions, 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns, 80 first downs. He's just an unstoppable force.
And he's durable.
He has played 34 games the last 2 years. Yeah, hasn't missed a game. And that's one of the things about Brandon Ayuk that is enticing to me, too, mm-hmm. Doran, is mm-hmm. he played 17 games his second year, 17 his third year, and then last year he played 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have a career year with over 1,300 yards. CD's the kind of guy, like if it didn't work out with Ayuk, you'd love to have CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, of
you
course.
Would love to have CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb, I think, has a case to be the highest paid receiver in football. And do you want to go and do that? I mean, I would. We're not hearing that Dallas is shopping him. We're not hearing that they're going to handle this the way that the 49ers have handled the Ayuk situation. But if he were to become available, do you sniff around that? CeeDee Lamb?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. This is not like your whole Dak situation. There are two different players there. Like, I would not sniff around Dak in the offseason and think about paying Dak $60 million, but I'll pay CeeDee Lamb.
35, something yes. like that. Yeah.
For sure. Especially if you're in the ballpark. Say, like, I don't know what the actual number is for Ayuk. I've heard 25, I heard 26, I've heard 27. He's accepted that because he just wants to play for Steelers and get out of the 49ers organization. But if say if it's 28 for
Ayuk,
I think you could be willing to pay 35 for CeeDee Lamb.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
And that's not to say Brandon Ayuk isn't, but you're right.
They're different levels of a player.
Yeah.
They're different levels.
Yeah.
There are different tiers.
What I had to laugh about was I saw Sharp Football. Great site, analytics, film breakdown, Warren Sharp. He screen grabbed Jerry Dulac's chat from yesterday in the Post-Gazette.
Mm-hmm.
And Dulac was asked if the Steelers might consider moving George Pickens in a Brandon Ayuk deal, which I think is a silly question because they're not going to do that. You want to pair Brandon Ayuk.
You're not going to cut your nose off to
spite your face.
Exactly. You're not going to create a hole. This is the reason why they're getting Ayuk is to have another receiver. But go ahead.
Here's where I disagree with what Dulac wrote. Dulac wrote, that is not in their plans at all. Okay. That I agree with. Straight up, the Steelers value Pickens more than they do Ayuk. No, they don't. I don't buy that. He's going to be a very productive receiver this year, particularly if you have Brandon Ayuk, and he's going to be at a he's going to be at a fraction of the cost. But if they valued Pickens that much, then I don't know that they're going out and getting an Ayuk, a guy that they're going to pay $28 million a year.
I think that what he's saying is that they would rather not trade Pickens and not sign Ayuk. Like, if that makes sense. Like, they would rather not sign Ayuk and keep Pickens than trade Pickens and sign Ayuk.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
If it had to be one or the other,
they're going
to
stay with.
You're going to keep the guy that costs basically $30 million
correct,
less.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I think that that's what.
If that's what he's saying, then sure.
But value, like, as a pure receiver, like, who would you rather have? Like, if we're doing a fantasy draft?
Yeah.
Ayuk, yeah.
Well, and if you're having a let's win football games draft.
That too, yeah.
If they were going to cost the same, the Steelers are going to value Ayuk more.
Yes.
I have no question about that.
He's a more all-around receiver, yeah.
Yes, and sure. He's proven, and he's done it, and he's coming off a career year, and so is Pickens in that regard. But if you trade for Ayuk, it's not impossible that they pay two receivers at some point. But I do think it's highly unlikely. Ray Fittipaldi, who's as tapped in as anybody, said He thinks if you trade for Ayuk, you're not ever going to give George Pickens a second contract. So if what Ray is saying is correct, and I buy that, then you do value Ayuk more. You do. But I get what you're saying, too. You are right. And if that's what Jerry means, then fair enough. But they're not as enamored with Pickens, I think, as like that response would have you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were, I don't know that you're interested in Ayuk. I think you expect him to then make a step, and I think that Pickens to make a step, and then that would lift the tide of all the other boats.
Don't you think that they are enamored with Pickens because they're willing to give up Deontay Johnson? And they're like, hey, like, we'll figure it out.
I think they're trying to get Ayuk because they look at Pickens as a potential Deontay Johnson kind of head case.
Hmm.
Potential.
Mm-hmm.
And they're worried about what he might become.
Hmm.
Not saying that they think that that's definitely the path he's going to go down, but there were absolutely signs of that last
year. So you think that George plays a factor in the whole Ayuk thing? See, like, I look at it as, like, they're adding Ayuk to this offense to make this offense better, and George would love to have George as the second piece or third piece to this offense and not the second piece or the first piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how, like...
I just think it's quite clear that they don't pay Pickens if they get Ayuk. And so from that standpoint, I can't separate the two.
You can't franchise them?
They could, but oh.
What?
I mean, how do you think that's going to go?
I mean, say you give a bridge deal to Fields, so you're going to be paying way less than you would a legit starting quarterback that's up for a contract. I mean, they still would be saving it, not paying a huge amount at quarterback. I don't know. Maybe. You think it would be a big deal, though, if they did franchise him? Do you think he would make a...
I think you'd be in exactly the same situation the 49ers are in with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
But I think he would be louder like CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I think you'd kind of take the Cowboys situation, the Niners situation, you kind of slap them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the last thing any player wants, when you're that good, is to get the damn franchise tag on you. And Ayuk Ayuk getting paid $14 million this year. And at worst, he's worth what Deontay Johnson was getting paid.
For sure.
Which is the $18 million. I think the whole thing is just outstanding. It's great for talk radio.
It really is.
Yes.
Jerry also went on to say that, hey, it's not like they would be getting Deebo Samuel. I'm not sure every team in the league would value Deebo Samuel more than Brandon Ayuk.
I would.
I know you would. I know you would. Because you like Cordarrelle Patterson, and they do a lot of stuff like...
Yeah. The more you could do, the better, and then it just is a headache for the defense. Like, I mean, if you could run the ball and you could catch, and you could play receiver and you could play running back, like, that you have to account for that person is what? Like, whenever you... Like, what are they? Like, I don't know.
They got a few guys like that, too.
Yeah.
I think the reason why this didn't get done pre-draft with Ayuk is because they were hoping at some point... The money that they offered Ayuk would be enough for him to stay. And I think ultimately they wanted him to stay because Deebo Samuel, for the weapon that he is a durability concern.
Correct.
Because of the way that they use him. And you do wonder at some point if they then taper off the running back kind of stuff and just have him straight up as a wide receiver, if it's going to keep leading to him getting hurt. 412-928-9370. What should our Twitter poll be? Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. That much I know.
I don't know.
Which Steeler are you most excited to see suit up for the black and gold tonight?
Yes. In
preseason game number one? We actually will kind of get into that at 7 o'clock, so we'll figure out a Twitter poll with that. Up next, the Pirates lost, and I think they're waving the white flag with a move that they just made, Dorn, at least according to reports. I don't know if you guys saw this. I will tell you when we come back.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards second. Slowly hit. They'll go to second to get one. Relay. Thrown away. And the tying run and go-ahead run will score. And now it is 6-5 San Diego.
Oh, my God. Pirates lose again. David Bednar blows it again. And this team can't do anything right. O'Neill Cruz gets out of the box slowly earlier in the game. gets thrown out at second, then Derek Shelton stupidly winds up challenging a play that was so obviously an out, which I thought he was doing because he knew his guy should have been at second, so he's just taking a shot there. And then O'Neal Cruz, yet again, he throws it away. I've seen a lot of people say, David Bednar's the guy who lost this game. It can only be on David Bednar. Get the hell out of here. Only on Bednar. It's never only on one guy. Bednar did not do a good job, and you need to put it on Bednar. I get that. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve blame. He does. But O'Neal Cruz threw the ball 10 feet away from first freaking base there.
Exactly.
Again. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Sorry, Doran, you were going to say something.
No, I wasn't. I was just waiting for you.
I do wonder, like, when we talk about this management team, this coaching staff, blowing an opportunity in year one of Paul Skeens, if we do enough thinking about how they are in the process maybe of wasting and blowing and screwing up O'Neal Cruz. Bad verbiage there on my part.
Are they screwing up O'Neal Cruz, or is O'Neal Cruz just not what everybody expected him to be?
I want to blame them.
I can't blame them for his errors, like what he did yesterday. I can't blame them for his effort.
I can blame them for the effort a little bit.
Why?
I can blame them for
not running down to first base?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think I'm going to have to go back on myself here. A couple of days ago when he had against Houston in the final game of that series, those three errors, and the first one was a total just mental flub, a double mental flub. They should have benched him. They should have benched him. If you bench him, maybe he runs hard out of the box in this game. At some point, you got to send a message to the guy. And I think that he's the kind of player that doesn't take well to that, from guys like Dan Zangrilli, who are there every day kind of implying that or explicitly just saying that. But the lack of effort is trash. That can't happen.
No.
That 5-for-5 game that we had after that game in Houston.
I understand that.
That doesn't sway you at all?
No, because here we go again, and now there's a lack of effort. It was like too much overzealous effort running down and almost barreling into Brian Reynolds, and the ball drops, and now there's no effort. Like, you're going to throw balls away. You're going to muff balls. Like, you're going to bounce off their glove. Like, that's going to happen. That kind of stuff, fine. It's baseball. But the mental stuff, you can't keep doing what you've been doing and expecting it to change. And at this point, if I'm Derek Shelton, the heart-to-heart stuff, if they've even happened, hasn't worked. So now, what do you do? I think you just got to sit him down for a game and tell him why.
I can't place blame on what has to do with effort on a coach or a team or managers. I mean, that's a player, and especially at this level. Like, we're going to put him in timeout. O'Neal Cruz,
it's
like,
not changing.
I mean, he has to figure it out. I mean, like, what? I don't know. Effort is on the player in all sports. If you don't want to do it, I mean, look at Brian Hayes at times too. Like, that's on them.
But now you've mentioned two guys. You got to do something. Maybe you're right. Like, maybe it doesn't do anything. I can't just sit idly by and not do nothing though. Like, that can't happen. He is one of the most talented players in the game, no hyperbole. And the inconsistency, he missed all of last year. He's still produced well at the plate, not as well as you would like, but I think he's trending in the right direction there. But it's the mental gaffes that drive me nuts. And then the lack of effort, you're right, it is on him. But I got to do something to try to spank him in the backside. And you'd rather have self-starters, no doubt, but it doesn't look like he's that kind of guy. I got to whack him upside the head, dang it.
So you're going to sit him, and then you're going to replace him with who else? I mean, I know you would put Connor Falefa in his position, but then you're going to put somebody else that is trash at another position.
I said it before, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face if you sit him down because you don't have enough impact bats in the lineup, and that holds true, you don't. But you're losing anyhow, and I think it only gets worse if you've lost this guy mentally. I got to do something to try to change it up. Mm. And I also think they're waving the white flag a little bit because you know who they're playing today, who's starting at pitcher? Domingo friggin' Herman, according to reports.
Really?
Who has a 5.30 ERA in Indianapolis. Why the hell are they doing that? I don't understand.
Because he threw a perfect game last season. He's great.
Yeah, he has a 5.30 ERA in Indianapolis. Is that in the major leagues?
I hope you heard my sarcasm a bit.
Well, I'm mad about this. You have Skeens, you have Keller, you have Falter, you have Ortiz. You have Gonzalez. There's five starting pitchers right there. It only ever made sense to go to a six-man rotation when you had six viable options. Domingo Germán is not a viable option, and I don't know if they know they're taking on the damn Dodgers! My heart almost popped there. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Much more on the Pirates later on in the show. Oh, wait a second. Just kidding.
Of course.
No,
Alex.
Wait. No, this is legit. This is legit. So whoever reported the Domingo Germán thing is incorrect about at least this portion of it. Domingo Germán will be coming out of the bullpen tonight, and this is an unimpeachable source. So Domingo Germán will be on the team, but he is not going to start. All right. So that yelling there, just forget about all that. That makes sense. Bullpen's been taxed. From a bullpen standpoint, that makes it tough. That's fine. That's totally fine. I'm actually totally okay with that. If he were starting, then my yelling would have been legit, but he's not going to start the game. Forgive me. Forgive me. Unimpeachable source says he's just going to come out of the bullpen. All right. Steelers play tonight. We know Justin Fields is starting, and we'll get into that. But which players are we most excited to get our eyes on? Who can prove the most? Who can gain the most from the season opener? We'll talk about it. We'd love to hear from you as well at 412-928-9370. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.